Ready, Chairman.
Okay, then we'll go ahead and call to order the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Tuesday, June 27th, 2023. We'll start with roll call.
Chairman Lee Young.
Present.
Vice Chairman Dana Hennis.
Present.
Commissioner Brian Clark.
Present.
Commissioner Jenny Greger.
Present.
Commissioner Jim Main.
Okay, and first up, we have our consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the consent agenda.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Then first up under public hearings, we have case numbers 22-13-AN, 21-18-S, and 22-42-DR, design review for White Rock subdivision.
Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Troy Behunin, senior planner, CUNA Planning and Zoning Department, 751 West 4th Street here in CUNA. CUNA Planning and Zoning Department. So the applications before you this evening are requesting annexation into the city limits with a preliminary plat in order to subdivide 4.99 acres or 5 acres. And they would like to subdivide the 5 acres into 21 total lots, which is divided into 17 single-family lots and 4 common lots. The applicant is proposing 0.32 acres or 8.8% of the project as usable open space, and the gross density is proposed at 3.4 dwelling units per acre, while the net density is proposed at 3.94 dwelling units per acre. Public Works does conditionally support the White Rock subdivision development with the conditions of that support listed in Section 5 of the City Engineer's memo. And since the Danskin Forest Main project is also nearing completion, the Planning and Zoning Department does agree with the Public Works recommendations. Staff would like to correct 2 small errors in the staff report. In section 6.1, items C and D are remnants from another development, and staff would like to strike them from the record. Staff has reviewed the proposed preliminary plat and the annexation request for compliance with CUNA City Code and the design review for compliance with Title 5 and 6 of CUNA City Code, Idaho State Statute 676511, and the CUNA Comprehensive Plan. And should the Commission recommend approval of the annexation and the preliminary plat to the City Council, and if the Commission does approve the design review, staff recommend that the applicant be subject to the proposed recommended conditions outlined in staff's report. The applicant is here tonight. And if you look at the index of exhibits in the staff report, exhibit 2.31, I believe is what it is, the applicant does have a presentation that they would like to present. They are present, and I am here for any questions that you might have.
Okay. Are there any questions for Troy at this time?
No.
Okay. And we'll have the applicant please come forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
Go ahead and touch that red button at the bottom of your mic.
Oh, cool. There you are.
And then you'll be able to, Troy, when it's time for his presentation, if you'll flip to the next.
All right. Well, I'm Tyler McKinnon, 2561 North Linder Road. Take it.
That's all.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. Okay. Thank you. All right. Yeah, let's see here. Okay. So we are an unincorporated island located wholly within the City of Kuna Impact Zone. Currently, we pertain to Ada County, but we'd like to request annexation to simplify some of our infrastructure and public services and things in our area. We have researched, and the surrounding areas in Kuna City are all residential, consisting of R4 and R6 zoning. The comprehensive plan illustrates that those are meant to be medium density residential in the future here. So we've been requesting R6 zoning to accommodate entry-level single-family residents in the area. Looking at the current zoning map, as can be seen, around us are both R6 to the east, southeast, and south, and then R4 zoning kind of all around. So we kind of want to stay consistent, obviously, with that in the future land use map, medium density residential all around us. And so we are requesting R6 zoning to be able to accommodate entry-level single-family residences in the area, consistent with kind of the surrounding properties. The preliminary plat that we've submitted would also allow for some much-needed improvements along Ardell and Linder Road, widening, as well as landscape buffers and sidewalks that are sorely missed currently. In addition, those improvements will mitigate some safety issues that we have along Ardell, such as a lack of a sidewalk or buffer on the north side of Ardell. The existing fence on our property also kind of juts right out into the jog in Ardell Road at that point, creating kind of an unsafe kind of blind jog there. Also, the location of our driveway currently is really close to the intersection of Ardell and Linder, so that's also one other safety issue that would be mitigated with our preliminary plat that we've submitted. Also, we would provide right-of-way for the planned roundabout at the intersection of Ardell and Linder, too. So this is the preliminary plat that we've submitted, consisting of kind of a through street north to south, and then a separate road that heads off to the east from that, consists of 15 lots and a 16th where our current house will continue to reside. And kind of illustrating the issues with Ardell Road that currently exist, here is kind of an aerial view of Ardell on the southwest corner of our property, going right into the adjoining subdivision. Ardell jogs a little bit to accommodate a pre-existing culvert here, but the fence as it currently exists juts right out into the street, and we've talked to multiple neighbors nearby that feel that it's unsafe kind of driving around this jog here. So some much needed improvement there. And visually, obviously, there's no buffer, no sidewalk, anything right there. And that would be useful to correct. Linder currently, and the location of our driveway here, just to illustrate, creates a safety issue. We've actually had a friend pulling into our driveway who got into a fender bender trying to turn right, southbound right there, because the car behind them thought they were turning on Ardell, and they were turning onto our property, obviously, so that creates an issue. Also, if you're turning left there, there's a tendency to head on to the people who are turning left onto Ardell, so that's been fun to deal with. There are some other considerations with our property that we wanted to bring up. We have a lot of large caliper trees on the southwest border that would be beneficial to retain, but it makes a straight sidewalk consistent with the code kind of difficult to implement there. And so we've proposed kind of a meandering sidewalk in between the trees, and we found a really good route that could potentially take. There's also a shared well that's located on our property that supplies potable water to our neighbors that would have to remain as well. And so that's a special consideration. We're looking into creating an easement for that in the future. There's also a few culvert boxes, as could be seen in that aerial drawing or aerial picture, that will need to be retained for irrigation for our neighbors as well. And so just kind of to illustrate the trees that we have right there, it's beautiful, but obviously makes a sidewalk a little bit difficult to head straight through all these trees. And so as you can see, our plan has kind of incorporated a little bit of a jog in the sidewalk here around some of those trees, and we think that would be beneficial to retain. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a quick question for you. As far as the jogging of the sidewalk, did ACHD have any comment on the wandering sidewalk versus a straight sidewalk?
I believe they specified that they'd prefer a straight sidewalk. But
okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Then we'll open up the public testimony at 6:12. And is there anybody here to testify on this application that is not signed in? Seeing none, I have one signed in. So if you'd like to come forward, Danielle, please state your name and address for the record, please.
Sure. Good evening, Chairman, Commissioners. Danielle Horace, CUNA School District, 711 East Porter, CUNA. I'm here to talk to you about the needs of the children who are 18 and under who are not here today, well, besides mine. I think we can all agree that in the last 5 years, we've seen an incredible change to our community. Last 10 years, extreme growth. And as a school district, we absolutely planned on growing. We just didn't plan on exploding. So families have moved to CUNA. Big families have moved to CUNA. And our school district has not been able to keep up. So I'm here to let you know that the school district cannot serve the students generated from this growth. I know it's a small subdivision, and honestly, we've done all of the creative fixes that we can. So I will be here each week to say that we're full and that we can no longer serve and that we need help from you, from the city council, from all of you. We need a bond. We need help from developers, and we need to figure out a way that every student has a place to learn in CUNA. And right now, we're at risk of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then, seeing nobody else signed in, is there anything else the applicant has to say as far as?
No, we understand that.
Okay. All right. Then I'll close the public testimony at 6:14. And then something that brings up our conversation on. The application. Any additional thoughts, comments?
Well, I mean, I personally, I guess I'll start out and just say I think it's a nice infill project. I think it's a good use of space. Gets several of the problems solved that I think that property innately has. Driveways, the odd street turn in there. I actually like the wandering sidewalk, but I think that's going to be worked out in the future by, you know, by ACHD and everybody in the applicant and city and all that. And but I think the idea of trying to keep the mature trees is a good idea. The landscaping, I think, as they proposed, I think it's a good solution for that little area. I don't see a problem other than full schools.
No, I agree. I think it's laid out as, you know, it's not a large lot by any means. So, I think design review wise, it's laid out as best it can. It's got the right amount of open space for the size of the application. The entrance is far enough away from lenders to help avoid potential issues with that. So I think overall I don't have an issue with what I see here.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Other than the school issue, this is a nice infill. Well thought out. I'm fine with the sidewalk, wandering sidewalk. I think it'd be nice to keep the trees if we could.
It really just comes down to the schools again. We need to have that conversation. So other than that, looking at the site plan is straightforward. I just have a question. I can't find the code right now, so just a question on city code. What is the minimum width for access on a flag lot? And do we consider this a flag lot?
For the record, Troy B. Hunan, the required minimum lot width on a on a flag lot. Are you talking about lot one, the existing house?
The existing home, yes.
Gotcha. I'd have to go on memory, but it's actually in CUNA City Code 5-3-2 or -3, and I believe for this district for this zone, I think it's 35 feet.
Okay.
But I can find out for you.
So I think the primary concern there is just fire access. So, I mean, if fire's okay with it, I mean, you know, obviously we don't have anything. I'm just.
Right.
That was the one thing that stuck out to me just from a. Because, yeah, everything about the site plan I like. But there's the fire issue that potentially comes up.
And fire hasn't had a chance to review. So.
They have.
Okay.
And they did not provide any concerns that there's a long driveway. And in addition to that, the CUNA City Code does allow for driveways to be 150 feet long without any kind of, typically that long without any concern.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, from my standpoint, you know, doesn't bother me as long as fire's happy.
And again, for the record, Troy B. Hunan, they did have an opportunity. They were sent this packet, I don't recall that coming back as a concern of theirs.
Okay.
So, just for the record, the minimum lot width recommended for an R6 is actually 45 feet, but it's a recommended.
Although at first it tripped me out, I thought it was actually an easement, so it's got full legal access, so.
And actually, if you look at the pre-plat, considering the current conditions, this will be a significant improvement because the private drive that they have now from Linder is significantly longer than what it would be with this subdivision.
Oh, it wasn't the length that bothered me. That didn't throw me for a loop at all.
Making that turn.
No, it's simply a 22-foot right-of-way frontage. Yeah. Because that's all they've got. Everything else to the south, it looks like they've got common area behind the property lines. So that was my only concern.
Any other concerns or comments? I guess I'd stand for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval to the City Council of 22-13-AN and 21-18-S for the White Rock subdivision with the conditions as outlined in the staff report. And it's actually not in the conditions, though. It's in their staff analysis. Do we need to strike? I guess, do we need to make a motion to strike those items from the report, even though it's not in the conditions? I don't believe so.
It's not a condition. It was just a staff analysis item. That, therefore, I recommended that we strike it from the record.
Okay, thank you. So, I repeat, with the conditions outlined in the staff report. Sorry.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. And, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve 22-42-DR for design review for White Rock subdivision with the conditions as outlined in the staff report.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Then we are good on that one. Okay. Then the next item up under public hearings is case number 23-01-OA, ordinance amendment for Title 5 and 6 rewrite.
Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA, Idaho, 83634. As a continuation from the last meeting, the City of CUNA is requesting consideration from the Commission for an ordinance amendment to combine Title V zoning regulations and Title VI subdivision regulations into one development regulations title. And so I'll just start off with any questions you have.
I did have one question. Let me find it first. So, in some of my reading on this, I kind of got a little bit confused, I think. And so under, well, it's on the rewrite. So it's in section 5-4-5-4-6, procedures for applications considered and decided in public meeting. It says that applications that will be considered and decided in public meetings are not required to conduct neighborhood meetings or abide by the signposting procedure.
For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, that is correct, as they are public meetings. It would be public hearings that would require notification procedure.
Okay, I understand the difference. Okay. Just struck me funny, so I wanted clarification. And also, I think I did forward to you a couple of the issues in 5-2-2, there's just a spelling issue, not planter, it should be planner. So
yes.
I'll make that noted. And then in the definitions under commission, we have a redundancy. Hang on, I'm getting there. Where commission is defined as the city Planning and Zoning Commission of the city.
Yeah. We can accommodate those changes.
So I'm not sure which one you want to delete, but I'll leave that up to you guys.
Okay.
I think that's all I had on this one, so I stayed awake through most of it. I'll admit it.
Staying awake or almost falling asleep?
Yeah, a little both. No, it was a good rewrite. I think you caught a lot of good issues in there and kind of clarifying some stuff I think was needed.
Okay. Any other questions for staff at this time?
Not at this point.
No, I think I'm good.
All right. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning. There is one change that staff wanted to propose in the planned unit development section of the code, starting at section 5-8. 1109A5. We would like to change that section to read, a residential density bonus may be given for dedications of land intended for public use, such as a school, park, fire station, or recreational facility, provided the public provided to the public entity by donation or at a cost less than or equal to the developer's pre-development costs for the land. For example, if 10% of the total property is being dedicated, the density bonus shall be 10%. However, in no case shall the bonus exceed 25% of the units permitted by the zoning district on the undedicated portion of land. And then we would like to strike the rest of that section. And then that would directly lead into 5811A for the common open space. We would just like to remove that section as it's already stated in the same code PUD ordinance in section 581104B. It's just a reiteration of what that section is already saying, with the exception of the dedication to a public use for usable open space. However, we wanted to remove that as in 581109A5, as I just read to you. It would be sort of counterproductive and convoluted to have them be able to have an incentive to dedicate a public space and be able to get an infill or be able to get a density bonus and also be able to utilize that as an open space requirement. So we decided to get rid of that portion, and that is already covered in another section of code in our landscape ordinance. Things such as a school site could be counted towards the open space requirements. So we just wanted to get rid of some of the ambiguity and crosstalk between sections.
Okay, and what was that proposed section again?
So it would be a change to 581109A5, developer incentive and benefits.
1104 or 1109?
1109, and then the removal of 581111A.
Okay.
581104 is the section of code that states the same thing as 581111A. Hopefully that was confusing enough.
Yeah.
Well, making sure I'm in the right part of the document is the problem.
Yeah. I just have to motion it, so.
Okay, then we'll go ahead and open the public testimony at 6:28. I don't see anybody signed in to testify on this application. There's nobody there. Okay, then I'll go ahead and close the public testimony then at 6:29. Comes back to our discussion then. I think, for me, I think the rewrite was done pretty well. There weren't any real sweeping changes as far as modifications in there. So, I mean, there were some, but nothing that jumped out as a.
It's a lot of cleanup, really. Yeah. I mean, there was some removal of sections that weren't applicable any longer. And
yeah. So, for me, with some of the items you brought up and the changes that they want, I'm comfortable with it from my point of view. Any other thoughts?
No, I think it's great.
I didn't see anything that jumped out, scared me.
Yep.
But, you know, the jump scares come from the ones you don't expect, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good review for me.
Okay. Then.
I mean, I can find something to make a big deal out of if you want me to. But I'm not seeing anything that I want to make a big deal out of.
I was going to say, well, now's the time. But
okay. Well, in that case, Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval to the City Council of case 23-01-OA, the ordinance amendment of CUNA City Code Title 5 and 6, with the changes to KCC Section 5-8-1109A.5 as proposed by the staff, and the removal of Section 5-8-1111A, and also the spelling revision in Section 5-2-2 of planter to planner, and in the definition section within that, under the commission, to remove the redundancy as appropriate.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All right. Motion carries. It'll be a little less anticlimactic than what Doug was hoping for.
He's just happy he doesn't have to read it again yet.
All right. Then next up under business items, we have case number 23-01-DR, design review for Caveman Trailers.
Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Associate Planner Jessica Reed, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. Applicants request design review approval to construct a trailer sales lot with 297 stalls, the associated parking lot, and landscaping. Two existing structures are to remain on site, an approximately 1,000 square foot residence turned office or commercial space with attached garage and one shed. This project is intended to be completed in two phases. Phase one will include the office, the interior, which will be completed via a tenant improvement building permit, the outbuilding, security gates, landscaping, parking, and a portion of the sales yard, while phase two will include the remainder of said sales yard. The applicants have requested to continue utilizing the existing septic system and to use recycled asphalt within the sales yard. Both requests are supported by the city engineer. The city engineer also notes the applicant shall be required to connect to city water service as they are within 300 feet, as well as indicating the applicants may be permitted to use potable water for irrigation as long as there is a backflow device installed, as the nearest connection point to pressurized irrigation is over half a mile away. Staff notes that though it is not required, ITD has recommended the applicants close the existing driveway and enter into a shared access agreement with the property owner to the north due to traffic speeds on North Meridian Road and safety concerns. Based upon review, it has been found the proposed project to be in compliant with CUNA City Code, the Comprehensive Plan, City's Future Land Use Map, and Idaho Code. Staff would recommend approval of case number 23-01-DR, with the applicants being subject to the conditions listed in Section 8 of the staff report. And with that, I can answer any questions you have.
Okay. Any questions for...
Well, first, I guess the question comes to mind. How does ACHD, what's ACHD's thought on the shared access? Do we have an idea of what that looks like?
So ACHD wouldn't necessarily weigh in on this one, as there aren't any new roadway miles. It would come under jurisdiction of ITD to either.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
I apologize.
No, you're okay. ITD said they did have a concern with the traffic speed, yeah, and would highly recommend, but it was not required.
Okay. Yeah. See how that would be done.
Yeah, I mean, it can be done, but I don't know if the neighbor wants that. I mean, it's because it's going to have to go through his in that little lot area, and I don't know if that's appropriate, but.
Well, at that point,
let them figure that out.
Okay, yeah. That.
I think is, well, I guess we're not in that point yet, so, well, I'll wait on that.
Okay.
That was my question as well.
Are there any other questions for Jessica? This time? No? Okay. Then, is there anything the applicant wanted to add to what Jessica had? If so, please just come on up and state your name and address for the record, please.
Good evening. Richard Wilmot, Chrysalis Architecture and Planning, 134 South 5th Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. I think we're in agreement with the staff report. I think the important aspect here or item of discussion is really revolving around the access and the fact that ITD is only recommending. Our full intention at this point is to provide the access, improve the access where it's currently located, submit that to ITD for review and approval. We don't foresee at this stage being able to gain a cross access agreement with Rock and Roll or Rock Lock and Roll. It's not to say that we aren't going to attempt that, but for the purposes of this application and the improvements that we're intending to do, we fully intend to make that connection generally where it's currently located, obviously, albeit improved, while we work through the process of the cross-access question with our neighbor. So outside of that, as Jessica had mentioned, we intend to improve a portion of the buildings improve a portion of the interior of the buildings to accommodate the office for the sales area, and then whatever improvements are necessary for the sales yard. But other than that, we're in agreement with most of the items or all the items in the staff report. I stand for any questions.
As far as the storage yard in the back area, can you define what gravel pavement is?
Yeah, so it'll probably be a combination of either crushed rock, recycled asphalt, but something that is, let's just say, accommodative of the trailer posts and stands. Asphalt is not really a good solution for that because in the hotter temperatures, the posts end up sinking into the asphalt, and it really kind of creates more of a problem than anything. And so the ideal situation for this particular use is that they use a material that's, let's just say, non-dust producing, if you will, that can be generally repaired in situ. So if a trailer's been there for a while, it's not, it's not creating an indent in the asphalt and creating cracks and other drainage issues and things like that. So that our intention is that it's a combination of gravel and recycled asphalt, one or the other.
Okay. I think the biggest concern was prevention of dust. So
yeah, that's fully our intention as well.
Okay.
Reduces on the washing of the trailers.
Yep. Okay.
I have no question.
Any other questions for the applicant at this time?
It's straightforward.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Then that brings up our discussion again. And I don't know. I think it's about pretty straightforward as well. The landscaping up front looks appropriate. I guess I don't have any issues with it as submitted at this point.
Yeah, no, as it's submitted, I think it's a good use of the property and good to have them finally moving forward and getting situated over there. Yeah, I think everything looks appropriate. I think they'll work out the driveway access with the ITD is appropriate as they go through the steps. But, Yeah, I think I agree with the applicant. It's going to be difficult trying to do something different than just using the existing, improved existing driveway. So,
I mean, yeah, I don't. That was the first thing that came to mind, just from a from the other side of the counter. It's just how. Yeah, no, everything else looks appropriate, and the site looks good.
I mean, I get it's more traffic on an already busy area of that, but
this is an existing business, correct?
Well, they were in a different spot locally, and they're just moving over to this location.
Okay. I mean, yeah, they already showed
that it's Google been. It's just been a lot of things in that spot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's not like it's been an interference or anything. So it'd be nice to have something permanent there.
Yeah.
Okay.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve 23-01-DR design review for Caveman Trailers with the conditions as outlined in the staff report.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll follow up tomorrow.
Then last up are updates and reports. Looks like we just have an upcoming meeting with council. So,
yeah, for the record, Doug Hansen, Kuna Planning and Zoning. Yep, that was just a notification that on the 20th of June, the council voted to approve to have that meeting. So that will be taken for being held on Thursday, August 17th. Dinner will be provided.
Oh. Wow. I'll tell my wife I'm coming here for dinner instead of taking her out for our anniversary then.
Oh, you better do that the night before. Yikes. Well, thank you for arranging that.
Yes,
thank you. Much needed. Yeah, being deal. Very prompt with it too.
Yep.
Okay. Then, if nothing else.
Mr. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.